Unit 7 is called Killing Birds. So this is kind of a fun one. Now I want to talk about your wasted hours, okay? So we have sacred time, we have typical time, and then this would be what I would consider wasted time, but we're gonna repurpose it and recycle it. These are things like, and I put here pooping, like you're literally on the toilet, there's nothing you could do. Showering, we all have to clean. Driving is another waste of time where we're stuck behind the wheel. We have to focus. Waiting in various types of lines, whether you're at the post office or the DMV, places like that. Or if you're on hold on the phone with insurance companies and things like that, and you're just like stuck on the phone. So what we want to do during this wasted time is we want to use it most effectively. So get a text to voice app. It doesn't matter which one. The voice app is going to help you be creative in your wasted hours. Get used to talking into it. I do this all the time. In fact, this entire course was built as I drove an hour. Okay, I just talked into my voice app, and then I came, and then once I had some sacred time, I outlined it out. So if you're in public or you're waiting in line somewhere at the DMV, you can literally put your earbuds into your phone and you can talk into your phone and just pretend you're talking to me. Say, "Hey, Julie, so today I was thinking about the task we have to do," and literally brainstorm as if you're talking. No one is going to have any idea that you're talking to yourself. They're going to just think you're hashing out somebody's plan on the phone, okay? So you can get really, really creative. So everything from waterproofing your phone in the shower if you want to, or keeping a pen and the paper in the bathroom near the toilet, driving for the using your earbuds and using your Bluetooth. If you're on hold on the phone, you can definitely use a paper and pen. Let your brain work. So this is literally, you can either use your killing birds time with like a worry dump activity where you're just literally like downloading all the clutter that's in your brain, or you can let it be a little bit more creative. I know for when I drive, my creativity starts going. So I just start talking to myself. Sometimes I pretend that I'm talking, like I'll talk to my kids or I'll pretend that I'm talking to someone else because I get more creative, okay? So these are really cool things that you can do in your wasted hours. Now, there's other things on your list that you might be able to combine. So, for example, if you have your big list and you put workout on your big list, because some of us are going to do that the night before, we're going to say like workout, you know, make a cake for this weekend's party. Because remember, your big list every night is not always going to be accomplished in your sacred time, right? So, for example, if you know that you have to call the insurance company about something, you should also exercise while you're doing that. So you should never go into your sacred time and be like, "I'm gonna call the insurance company and figure out this." You should wait until you have a different time where you can walk on your treadmill and sit on hold, okay? This is where you start to really judge when to do what. Another thing you can do, I love to do this, is start taking baths instead of showers so you can talk to text more easily. So like I get in the tub, I gotta clean myself off anyway, and I could sit there and talk into my phone. And then, of course, listen to podcasts and lectures if you're in the digital gang, so you can listen to it in the car. You can use those wasted times to really let your brain learn. So wasted hours are really good for absorbing and brainstorming and creative content. Okay, it's not a good time to produce. It's a good time to let that creativity flow. So you're gonna figure out how you can kill two birds with one stone by finding some wasted hours and putting some of the tasks on your big list into it.